Trump orders records related to aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart to be declassified, released by Elizabeth Weibel on September 26, 2025. President Donald Trump ordered his administration on Friday to declassify and release records related to American aviator Amelia Earhart and her final trip. In a post on Truth Social, Trump praised Earhart as being an aviation pioneer who became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean by herself. Trump also noted that Earhart had achieved many other aviation firsts. Trump continued to note that the disappearance of Earhart almost 90 years ago has continued to captivate millions of people. "I am ordering my administration to declassify and release all government records related to Amelia Earhart, her final trip, and everything else about her," Trump said. Trump also explained that he had been asked by many people about the life and time of Earhart and whether he would consider declassifying and releasing everything about her, including the last flight that she made. "She was an aviation pioneer, the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean, and achieved many other aviation firsts," Trump said in his post. "She disappeared in the South Pacific while trying to become the first woman to fly around the world. Amelia made it almost three quarters around the world before she suddenly, and without notice, vanished, never to be seen again." According to the website for the National Women's History Museum, after Earhart went on her first plane ride in 1920, she realized her true passion and began flying lessons. Years later, she bought herself a Kinner Airster biplane for her 25th birthday and ended up setting the women's altitude record of 14,000 feet. A couple years later, she was picked to become the first woman to cross the Atlantic by plane. Earhart's life changed dramatically in 1928, when publisher George Putnam, seeking to expand on public enthusiasm for Charles Lindbergh's transcontinental flight a year earlier, tapped Earhart to become the first woman to cross the Atlantic by plane. She succeeded, albeit as a passenger. But when the flight from Newfoundland landed in Wales on June 17, 1928, Earhart became a media sensation and symbol of what women could achieve. Putnam remained her promoter, publishing her two books, 20 Hours, 40 Minutes, 1928, and The Fun of It, 1932. Earhart married Putnam in 1931, though she retained her maiden name and considered the marriage an equal partnership. Years later, in 1932, Earhart went on to become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic, as a pilot. And, in June 1937, Earhart departed Miami with a navigator, with the goal of becoming the first woman to fly around the world. Near the end of her journey, Earhart's plane lost radio contact near the Howland Islands with 7,000 miles left in the journey, according to the website.